While Sarah drove, Jack sat back and concentrated on bending and stretching his leg. It was a month since the operation to fix his knee, which he knew he should have had done years ago, and only now was the pain finally beginning to subside. Since the op, he'd stayed off the potent painkillers. Too many times he'd heard from friends back home about how those damn pills could just take over your life. But it wasn't the pain that had bothered him most, it was the boredom. Just sitting with Riley on the deck of the Goose, watching the world go by. Oh, sure, he loved catching up on his reading, but a long day was a long day. So when Will Goodchild had called him from the Cheringham Historical Society and said he'd heard they were looking for a volunteer steward for a few weeks at Moreton Manor, just a couple of miles downriver from the village, he'd said yes immediately. The whole thing had fallen into place quickly. An interview with Justin Forbes, the manager of the historic house, which Jack knew he'd sailed through, then said...